Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. You're going to get smarter because Governor Pete DuPont is in the building. He's former governor of the great state of Delaware, former congressman from there, former presidential candidate, and currently the chairman of the National Center for Policy Analysis. He is one of the best friends a small business owner ever had, and he's a patriot and a great American, and someone I admire very much. Governor DuPont, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. I just like to come on the show to hear your introduction. You make me sound better in that introduction than probably I have ever been, but I appreciate it.
It's all true. There's nothing that's not true. You know, I was thinking about something, Governor DuPont, recently, and I'm not through complimenting you, because I was thinking, a lot of people don't like cloning.
Right.
And I think there's an application for cloning that would be a good idea. And that would be cloning politicians. So I'm thinking, okay, we have to have Republican politicians. We have to have Democrat politicians. And we also need international politicians. So here are my three politicians that I would clone for all three of those groups. And this is what I'd like to see. I'd like to see the Democrats be cloned to be more like Joe Lieberman.
Right.
I'd like to see the Republicans be cloned to be more like Pete DuPont.
Well.
And I'd like to see international leaders to be cloned to be more like Tony Blair. What do you think?
Well, I think more like Tony Blair would be the best thing we could do on international policy.
Aren't you proud of him?
Oh, he has just done an excellent job. And you can criticize him because his socialist party, you know, grows the government and so forth. But on international matters, he has been, I think, the Western world's leading light.
He's an international patriot, isn't he?
He really is, and he's done an extraordinary job. And unfortunately, he'll be out of office in a few months here.
I know. And what about Joe Lieberman? What an intellectually honest person he is.
He really is. He has some vision. He has some beliefs, and he's not afraid to talk about them.
And what I like about him is that even if what he believes isn't the party line, he still believes in it. Even if he gets disenfranchised from his own party, which he did.
And you know, he is. I would say he's kind of the opposite of John Kerry.
Right.
Joe Lieberman believes in some things, and will put it to you pretty straight. The other end of the political spectrum is the Kerry end, which it's kind of all policy, or it's all PR work,
right?
And not much policy.
Well,
and Joe Lieberman's a very, very good senator, and he's an outstanding person, and I'm thankful he won. I didn't think he was going to.
I am too. Kerry's what we call, what they call in Texas, all hat and no cattle.
Right.
but then there's Pete DuPont. And folks, all you got to do is look at the record of Pete DuPont to know what an intellectually honest person he is. Because, you know, I know you're like me, Governor, the Republicans, of which you are a member of that great party, the Republicans, I think I'm very disappointed in them, because I'm almost as disappointed in the Republicans in terms of where I think they're going to go in the next 2 years as I am in the Democrats.
Well, they have the Republicans in the on the House of Representatives side of the Capitol just did a miserable job in the last few years. They lack vision, I think. They're in favor of a great many Democratic and liberal policies. They just spend like crazy. You can't even see smaller government in the rearview mirror anymore when you're looking in a Republican congressional car on the House side. And there's no real clear vision. There's no effort to do anything but, or has not been an effort to do anything but spend some money. And I hope they're going to I hope they're going to pull it together because they've got an opportunity now to set four or five good goals out, like making sure taxes don't go up, like making sure we get to own our own Social Security accounts. They can push for those things and force a real discussion in the Congress, and I hope they do that.
Right. I do, too. Let's talk about some of the things. We're going to go to a break in a half minute. Let's talk about some of the things that I tell you, one of the things, somebody called me this week from one of the national magazines and asked me what I thought small businesses would be impacted by the new Congress, by the 109th Congress. And I gave them a list of things. I ticked down through a few things, and I'm going to, when we come back after this break, I'm going to tick down through some of those things, and I'm going to see if what you think about those, Governor, and get your thoughts on those. And we'll do that right after these messages, folks. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're visiting with our good friend and yours, Governor Pete DuPont. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. My website, thank you for staying with us, too, those of you who have been doing that. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Governor Pete DuPont is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is the chairman of the National Center for Policy Analysis. Governor, I told you I was being interviewed by this reporter, and she asked me, what did I think were going to be the areas where small business owners would be most impacted by the 109th Congress? And I ticked down a list of things, and I'm going to give you my list, and the first four are specific to our financial statement. The last three are a little more national, but I gave her seven areas, and I'll let you pick which one you want to start talking about. The first one was minimum wage. They're going to cost us money on our payroll because they're going to raise minimum wage. Taxes, the tax cuts that help make this economy strong as it is right now, those may be in jeopardy. Regulations, Democrats like regulations much more than Republicans do. Trade, I'm really worried about the protectionist attitude of all of our Congress, not just Democrats, the Republicans and Democrats. Those are the four financial statement issues. And the other three are, I'm concerned about national security. I like the Patriot Act. Democrats don't always seem to. I'm worried about the UN because John Bolton has just had to resign. I think he's doing a great job there. And I'm worried that they might make the United States less competitive if they try to focus on international global warming constructs like Kyoto. Now, pick one of those and let me know what you think.
I hope we have 3 or 4 hours here because.
Well, what do you think about my list?
Things. I would say, in terms of small business, yes, the minimum wage is going to go up, and yes, that's going to impact large and small business. Taxes, the Democrats are going to try to raise them. I would expect they will let the Bush tax cuts expire in 2010, but I would guess
if they still have control,
the presidential election, there'll be a lot of talk about it, but I would not think we would get an immediate tax increase. But I think the most important of all of these is the trade and protectionism question, because America's economy depends to an enormous extent on international trade. It's about 10% of our gross domestic product as a result of exports of goods and services from America. There's all kinds of examples of what trade does for us. The Honda automobile plant in Ohio and BMWs in South Carolina are two examples of how trade helps us.
There are all kinds of examples of the alternative, or I should say the parallel automobile industry in the United States.
Exactly so. And we have about 6.5 million jobs created in America because of outsourcing by foreign companies into this country.
Yep.
So making sure that we don't become trade protectionists, which is what a lot of the Democrats want to do, but making sure that we stay in favor of free trade, I think is the single most important thing we've got to do in the next couple of years.
I agree with you, Governor. And as I travel around, I meet more and more small business owners who, and I'm talking about some of them are teeny tiny little companies who are doing some of their work overseas. I mean, it's amazing how many 4 and 5 people companies I see are little manufacturing companies or their little distributing companies. And if they've got half a dozen components to their business, maybe one of them they do overseas, and it becomes part of the mix, and it literally helps them differentiate themselves from their competitors. And if they, and I'll tell you what, Governor, if it weren't for the ability to trade and to outsource and really the effectiveness and efficiency of globalization, those companies wouldn't exist today.
Oh, exactly. And trade helps big business. It helps small business. It creates jobs. It creates financial advantages. You make money when you do international trade. And we've got to keep it going. And there will be a huge protectionist effort by the Democratic House and Senate. And I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but that's one to work on.
Well, one of the reasons I like talking about trade is because it gives me a chance to quote one of my heroes. And that's Frederick Bastiat, the great 19th century economist and comedian. And I call him a comedian because his examples are so funny. But he said this in great seriousness. He said this: when goods cross borders, armies don't.
I've not heard that quote. That's right on the mark.
That's exactly right. That's the peace dividend, ladies and gentlemen, that comes from trade. You know, think about this, Governor. 20 years ago, we were worried about the weapons that China was pointing at us. Aren't we a lot better off if they're pointing their ships at us?
Indeed we are.
Loaded with stuff. And we're pointing our ships at them instead of guns?
Exactly right.
Right. But you talked about the Democrat Congress. It's not just the Democrats. The Republicans are sounding more and more protectionist. Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is a kindred spirit with Charles Schumer of New York, the Democrat senator. They're kindred spirits on protectionism.
Well, that's true, but the Republican Party in Congress needs to get a grip on life. You know, they're thinking very differently than people think in America.
They're not thinking about Republicans is their problem. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to see what other thoughts Governor Pete DuPont has about what's going to be like in the next 2 years with this Democrat Congress and their co-dependent, I should say, their enablers, the Republicans. Tim Hill, stay with us. We'll be right back. Dan Fogelberg on guitar there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our great American, Governor Pete DuPont, and our good friend and outstanding member of our Brain Trust. He's chairman of the National Center for Policy Analysis. Governor DuPont, tell us about the NCPA.
Well, it's a think tank, to use the usual expression. We work on economic issues and healthcare issues primarily. We do a lot of work on taxes, but John Goodman, who is the brain of the organization, who founded it,
not the comedian. Not the actor.
Not the actor, no. John Goodman, the economic PhD, he's really into healthcare, and he's written 4 or 5 books on it. The idea of medical savings account, health savings accounts was his idea a decade ago.
Right.
So we do a lot of mostly economic work, all domestic work, and it's a fun group to be a part of.
Well, you know, that's another thing that I should have put on my list, and I did actually tell her about that, is another thing that I'm worried about for small business owners in the next 2 years. But, Governor, and oh, by the way, that's ncpa.org, right?
That's correct.
Website. So check that out, folks, if you want to find out some of the things that they're doing there. Governor, You talked about the Democrats in the next two years. I'm actually more worried about the Republicans. I'm not worried about the Democrats. And the reason is because I believe the Democrats will be Democrats. I think they'll do what we know Democrats will do. I can deal with people if I know how they're going to behave. The people I'm more worried about are Republicans. And I keep thinking about that time when the Green Bay Packers back in the early 60s had kind of lost their way. They didn't realize what they were, who they were. They kind of lost their way. And Governor Vince Lombardi, that great coach, pulled them into the locker room one day, and he held up a football to all these professional football players, and he said, "Gentlemen, this is a football."
Exactly right.
Let's go back to square one. This is a football. This is why you're here. Don't we need to get the Republicans all in a room and say, "Gentlemen, this is what Republicans do. You need to study this playbook." What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right, because the Republican Party in the Reagan presidency and in the decade after that had a very clear vision. We were for smaller government. We were for lower taxes. We were for more trade. We were for giving individuals opportunities as opposed to having government have more opportunities. Now it's all drifted off. The Republican Congress in the last 2 years didn't know where it was going. They were big on earmarks and not very big on anything else. And somehow we've got to get vision back.
Who's going to have that meeting with him, Governor?
Well, first the presidential candidate in 08 will have that. And that will be good. But somebody inside the Congress has got to take control. Some of the younger Jeff Flake kind of people who've got some vision have got to put forward, here are the eight principles the Republicans stand for, and we're going to enforce these when they come to votes on the floor. We're not going to lose 20 or 30 votes from the liberal wing in order to help the Democrats along. We've got to have a vision, and we've got to enforce that vision, and it ought to be not to raise taxes, not to try to stop international trade, and to try to keep this economy rolling along. It's doing very, very well, and we've got to keep it doing well in the next few years.
Well, absolutely. And you mentioned health care. We've got to get our thinking about health care and really everything out of the 20th century. That's what I worry so much about the Democrats' platform, Governor. It is built so much on 20th century thinking. We're not in that century anymore, Governor. We're not in Kansas anymore. It's the 21st century, and I think the Democrats' platform is way too much mired in the things that they loved about the 20th century. What do you think?
Oh, I agree with that. They are, of course, the most successful Democratic era was when Franklin Roosevelt was president.
Yep.
And that went on for a long while. They had a very kind of big government, socialist view of how America should be run. Government should run trade. Government should supervise businesses. Government should spend the money, not individuals. Well, that all drifted away, and Reagan really kind of put an end to that, and the Democrats are longing to get back to it.
Right.
And I think they may very well get back to
it. Well, and Governor, the only thing that's worse about that's worse than the Democrats still thinking 20th century is the Republicans don't know what they think. They don't know what they stand for. That's worse, isn't it?
That is worse, and they're not really thinking at all. And one of the things I worry about is when the Democratic Congress begins to push forward liberal policies, is the Bush administration going to stand up to it? Is the president going to veto the bills? And
where's
say
the
no?
counterbalance of all that? Exactly. We've got to have it on both sides, and I'm afraid we don't have it like that anymore. Hey, thanks, Governor, for being here. As always, it's a pleasure. Wishing you the very happiest holiday season.
And thanks very much for having me on the show again.
Governor Pete DuPont, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.